A negotiation in which a target or potential defendant agrees to tell authorities what he knows in an attempt to work out a plea and cooperation deal. Nothing that is said during one of these sessions can be used against the target or against anyone else if an agreement is not worked out. Junior and his lawyers apparently never completed the deal, but that didn't keep them from trying. And as the document indicates, it didn't stop Junior Gotti from giving up information about murders, corrupt cops and politicians, his crime family's influence in the Queens District Attorney's Office, and his own wheeling and dealing, including a plan he and an associate had to turn a city garbage dump into the site for a new Bronx house of detention, which he would sell to the city for $20 million. Let Junior Gotti and his lawyers spin that information any way they choose. The document speaks for itself. There was no attempt while writing this book to interview anyone in the Gotti camp. To turn Alight's story into a he-said-they-said narrative would serve no purpose. The Gottis deny virtually everything Alight alleges. Alight, on the other hand, denies very little. His version of the events that marked his life, a version that federal authorities adopted when they put him under oath on the witness stand, is a story of murder, money, and betrayal. It's one man's life of crime, a seduction of sorts that made him rich, turned him terribly violent, and very nearly got him